This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Julius Fast is the author of a book that was a little bit controversial when it came out. It was called Body Language. Body Language. What's body language? Well, Julius Fast says that we communicate with people without saying a word just by our body language, the way we stand, the way we walk into a room, the way we control the space around us, the way we hold our arms, that there are messages that are communicated with our body language. A humorous example, a Catholic church in the Midwest advertised that on a particular Sunday, they were going to be more demonstrative in their worship service in terms of showing friendship and affection. So on such and such a Sunday, they were going to establish this where you could greet one another around, people around you with a hug. On the Sunday before that started, the service was over, the mass was over, and a man turned around and started to hug the woman behind him. And she said, "That funny stuff doesn't start till next Sunday, pal." So that's, for to her, that was funny stuff. She wasn't into being touched or touching other people. That's part of body language as well. Some people are natural touchers. What I'm going to talk to you today is about belief language. We've been in a series for 4 weeks on one word, the word believe. And the word believe is the most important word in your vocabulary, whether you recognize it or not, because you are the result of what you believe. It's so hard for some people to change their mind about anything. You may have a relative who say, you know, he will not change his mind about anything. And a psychologist said the reason for that, for some people, to change their mind means I have to change what I believe. To change my mind means I have to change what I believe about another person or about a situation or about a problem. And that's why it's hard for some people to change their mind, because they're not about to change what they believe. I'm going to do this every week. Please bear with me, but I'm going to review each of the weeks prior to the message today. The first message was called, I Believe What I Believe, based on Rich Mullen's song called Creed. I believe what I believe makes me what I am. The key verse was Romans 4:3 that says, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Let's bring up the second one. The second message was called the belief-centered person. We quoted Stephen Covey, who said that everyone is a person who is money-centered, job-centered, spouse-centered, family-centered, work-centered, all those things that people center their lives. And he believed we should be principle-centered. As a Christian, I changed that to belief-centered. We are centered in what we believe as people. 1 John 3:23 says, and this is the command of God, to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as He commanded us. That's the summary statement for your life. The third message, the biology of belief. We talked about how what we believe affects us physically and emotionally and spiritually. We quoted Acts 16:34, where it says, the jailer brought them into his house, Paul and Silas, and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. What brought about the joy, the change in his life? His belief in God, hence the title, The Biology of Belief. Today we're going to talk about belief language by looking at a passage of Scripture in the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 63. Jesus is speaking, and he says this, the Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit, and they are life, yet there are some of you who do not believe. He went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled or empowered him. Well, all this week, part 4 of an 8-part message series on the word believe. This week from John, the 6th chapter, about the language of belief.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.